the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the third constituent in supplications. The third constituent is the Almighty Allah. We said, based on the fact that we should observe sincerity in our supplications, we have to know what this sincerity means. We said earlier on that sincerity is nothing than absolute attention, nothing than total attention to the real cause that we have come to be aware of. And we said that based on the different verses of the Holy Quran, the human beings, the human nature is familiar with the Almighty Allah, but sometimes this drowsy nature needs awakening, needs to be awakened. قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. This verse of the Holy Quran is to awaken the nature of the human beings. Who is it that delivers you from the dangers of land and the sea when you call upon him? تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً. Sometimes you call upon him humiliating yourselves, and sometimes in secret. And we said that our approach towards the creatures other than the Almighty Allah must be that they are intermediary means. Of course that they are having their own effects, but they are established by God between He Himself and other creatures. And the Almighty Allah is the one who has given them their effects over another. But this effect is in accordance with the system of the creation. What we also need to know and we need to recognize is that most of the strength of the effective factors by nature are nothing, and we should not depend on their results. This is because there are many agents unrecognized by human beings, and sometimes these agents have acted inversely. For instance, some factors were previously reckoned as good, but turned out to be not doing what people wanted. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ لَاقٍ مَا يَفِرُّ مِنْهُ فِي فِرَارِهِ. O people, everyone will meet what he escapes from. الْأَجَلُ مُسَاقُ النَّفْسِ وَالْهَرْبُ مِنْهُ مُوَافَاتُهُ. The fate, or death, is the destination of the soul, and escaping from it will lead to it. So, each organism will go on the path which the creation system has predetermined for. But our understanding of the general system of cause and effect is in fact in accordance with our mental capability. This is confirmed by the Holy Quran. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. you are not given anything of knowledge, but a little. You are not given aught of knowledge, but a little.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua. So, dear listeners, as we said up to now, we have to look at the other creatures in this universe as other intermediary means established by the Almighty Allah. And this kind of relation between these agents is the kind of relation that Almighty Allah Himself has set. And this relation is in accordance with the system of creation. Imam Ali alayhi salam once was asked, how have you recognized your God? And he answered, Araftullah بِفَسْخِ الْعَزَائِمْ وَنَقْضِ الْهِمَمْ. I recognized God through revoking the determinations, through breaking the intentions. What does it mean? Imam alayhi salam continues, لَمَّا حَمَمْتُ فَحِيلَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ هَمِّي. When I determined and I was prevented from achieving my determination, وَعَزَمْتُ فَخَالَفَ الْقَضَاءُ عَزْمِي. When I intended and the fate contradicted my intention, عَلِمْتُ أَنَّ الْمُدَبِّرَ غَيْرِي. This is the time that I realized that the administrator was other than me. This is an important lesson for us, for the supplicant to be engaging in supplication. He has to recognize the Almighty Allah as the one who owns everything. And as we said prior to this, to recognize Him as the absolute cause. And sincerity is nothing other than this. Although everybody tries to explain the relation between the cause and effect and frantically attempts to bring the events to fruiting, it will not be easy to recognize these relations entirely. This is an important thing. Araftullah بِفَسْخِ الْعَزَائِمِ وَنَقْضِ الْهِمَمْ. I recognized God through revoking the determinations and breaking the intentions. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.